A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm a totally different person than I was before. I'm more intuitive. I'm more centered. And I feel that I'm always on the right path for my way. Like, I'm not letting other people or other things move me. Like a leaf that can... No, I'm very centered. Like, I have good roots. Like, Alon, the Chagav, Alon is an oak tree. So his name is very... That's why I know he's strong. So he makes me strong also, because I know where my place is and I know what I need to do. So I don't think I was like that before. No. So this is a gift that he gave me.
Hey listeners, it's Mishi. So as you know, we're continuing our series of wartime diaries, which is our attempt to collect slivers of life during these difficult days. In late January, Idit Oel, the mother of 22-year-old Alon Oel, who was kidnapped from the Nova Party, invited me to attend an unusual concert of three of Israel's leading musicians.
One is Guy Mazig, Shlomi Shaban, and Jane Bordeaux.
And Edith, you chose these musicians because they're Alon's favorite musicians?
Yeah, obviously. Alon loves them, and they're part of his repertoire of music that he loves. He was also at the Nova, so he likes also trance and everything. Anything that has to do with music, that's Alon. He's a very talented...
It was unusual because the concert was both incredibly intimate, I think there were about 20 people total in attendance, and massively public. It was the loudest musical performance I've ever heard.
So Idit, can you say where we are?
Okay, we are in Zikim.
Zikim is a kibbutz just to the north of the Gaza Strip, practically on the border.
And we're here to do a very special music concert.
Special? Absolutely. See, a huge crane that was brought specifically for the event hoisted a giant stack of speakers high up in the air. But they weren't pointed at us. We were not the audience. Instead, they were directed south, towards the border, and towards the visible smoke pillars rising up above Gaza City.
Hoping that all the hostages that are in Gaza will hear this music, especially for my son, and we're doing this especially for Alon. Actually, Gaza is just right there, so I've never been so close to him. We live in the north, so for me it's very, very exciting. And it's going to be a special day today because, you know, I hope they will hear the music and feel that we are with them.
Do you imagine him smiling and realizing that...
That's for him? Wow. I hope so. I so hope so.
Thank you.
Thanks. And זה מתחיל כבר בבוקר את צוחקת אליי מתוך השינה.
I'm Shlomi Shaban. I'm a singer, songwriter and a pianist.
Hello, I'm Doron Talman. I'm a musician. I have a band called Jane Bordeaux.
And can you tell me how you're feeling?
How am I feeling? Well, I'm physically, I'm feeling kind of drained because each event like that is like you move through like an earthquake.
And it's difficult to sing while wanting to cry, but it was very...
I could see that you were struggling with that.
I struggle with it, yeah, these days. I really struggle with singing and not crying while I'm singing, but I'm trying to tap into the energy of the family, of the hope, the message, the energy, the music. So it gave me a lot of inspiration.
Every meeting with the Ohel family is an inspiring meeting indeed. It's not a cliche, because their belief in the power of art and music, and their belief in Alon's inner music as a guardian is truly inspiring, and it's a real belief. And every time I'm meeting them or texting with them, I'm in awe, and it's really unbelievable how truly positive they can remain and inspire other people while they're struggling with this tragic story and event.
I hope that we next time I hear you sing it at Alon's return home party.
Yeah, and he is a great pianist. One must say, a real great pianist.
So you heard his,
I got a video of him playing one of my songs, actually. And it's truly unbelievable. He's really talented. I'm really looking forward to meet him, you know, and do something together. And amen.
Amen. Toda shlomi.
A few weeks after the concert, our producers Yochai Meital and Zev Levi drove up to Lavon, a tranquil community in the Galilee, for a longer conversation with Idit about music, about spirituality, and about hope. Here she is.
So I'm Idit Ohel, and I think from the 7th of October I'm Alon Ohel's mom. I've been his father from the moment he was born, but I introduce myself as his mother because I'm here for him, for his voice, I guess. Before the 7th of October, I taught art in middle school, and I do art. I'm an artist myself. And after the 7th of October, I'm here to save my son.
Can you tell us a little bit about Alon?
Alon. So, he's my first child. And I think from the moment that he entered this world, he loved music. When he was in my tummy, I used to take a microphone and put it on my tummy, and he would listen to Mozart and Bach. That's why when he came out, I thought that he really knew music. And when he heard it, it made him feel really soothed, and it helped him, I think, in all his life up till now, and I think now mostly, music is really a part of him, you know. At the age of 9, he told me, "Mom, I want to learn the piano." And I said, "Well, good idea, sure. Let's try that." And he loved it. As he grew up, I think he found that music is something that's meaningful for him, you know. So the house always is with music. Music is part of, you know, the house, the feeling of... Even today, we play Alon's playlist.
What's on his playlist?
He loves jazz. He loves Israeli music. Guy Mazig, obviously, Shlomi Shaban, Tuna. And he also likes, you know, great pianists. So Elton John, he loves Elton John because he's a good pianist. And, you know, when he plays, he learned classical music and he played a lot of that. But as time went by, I think jazz was more his thing. And he really loves to improvise. So I wonder if his music would be different and how it would be different. Sometimes they say that artists make music and write songs. Usually the best songs and best music when they're down, when they're, you know, like in a very dark place in their lives. So maybe from that comes light and beautiful music, and I wonder.
Can you take us back to your October 7th? How did it play out for you?
Well, we woke up in the morning. Okay, let's go do our walks. We usually Saturday morning we go and walk a little bit with the dogs. And then my father calls us and says, "Do you know where Alon is?" And I said, "Of course, he's at the party." I said, "No, no, no. Do you know where Alon is?" I said, "Why? What's going on?" You have to open the news. Talk to him. See, I've been sending him messages. He doesn't send me back. He's not answering his phone. So I'm like thinking, "Dad, it's okay. He's at a party. Everything is okay." So at about 7:30 in the morning, 7:50, something like that, My husband sends him a message, how are you, where are you? And at 8:08 o'clock, Alon sends us a message saying that he is in a bomb shelter and he's fine. So time passes by and my daughter calls Alon every 10, 15 minutes. She calls him and calls him and calls him. And then around 11:30 in the morning, somebody answers the phone, like in horrified. And this person, she says, everybody's killing us. They're killing us. Help us, help us. And I talk to this person. I tell her, okay, what's your name? And she says, Amit. Okay, where are you? I'm in Reim. Do you see Alon? No, I don't see Alon. Okay, and I'm just trying to tell her to send me where she is. And the phone goes dead. We're thinking, okay, we know something is wrong. At 2:30, somebody takes the phone again, and we hear this person saying that he's in Soroka Hospital. And we're thinking, okay, maybe Alon is there, you know. And we send him a picture of Alon, and we're telling him, okay, this is Alon's phone. This is a picture of Alon. Do you see somebody like this? And he says, no, I don't see. So my husband decides to go to Soroka, and when he's there, like about an hour trying to find Alon, maybe he's there, maybe he got really wounded, nobody know who he is, like a Jane Doe thing, and I'm waiting for him. I don't know what's going on. And when he comes, he says, okay, sit down, I want to tell you something. You know, Alon was kidnapped. And I'm looking at him, and I'm taking a good breath, like a really good breath. Okay, you have to breathe now. We really have to breathe. Everybody's looking at me. My son is looking at me. My daughter is looking at me. My husband looks looking at me. Taking a good breath. And I said, okay, so we have to fight. And I know from that second that I am not going to be in my bed crying, and I have to be active. And another thing I understand is that I cannot control what's going on with Alon, obviously. But I can control to what house, to what home he will come back to. And he will come to a strong, healthy, loved, and safe home. And that's what I have to do. So from the 7th of October, that is what I'm doing. So I don't let fear and I don't let grief be in front of me, because I am not a victim. I was not a victim before, and I'm not a victim after the 7th of October. And when you are not a victim, you don't ask questions like why, and you don't point fingers to who. You just do. You continue doing and being for yourself and others. I was thinking, how can I connect with Alon? Obviously, I cannot call him. Hi, honey, how are you? Are you eating okay? So how can I connect with my son? And I thought of two things from that moment also. Music, because music is part of Alon. And also I believe in meditations and energy and things like that. So I'm thinking, let's do these both things, right? So I started doing community meditations. And my husband, Alon's father, Kobe, started to do community runs. Because that's also energy, because Alon cannot move, right? So we have to move for him, and we have to bring this energy to him. And the music.
Yeah.
So putting a piano in the central of Tel Aviv, in the hostage square in Tel Aviv, and the piano, it's a yellow piano. And many people ask me, why yellow? Why it's called a yellow piano, right? So yellow is sun. Yellow is light. And Alon, you are not alone, is saying that there is light upon you. That the person, the musician, the pianist that comes and plays gives light and hope to Alon for playing for him in an energetic way, right? Mm-hmm. Because he's thinking about Alon when he's playing.
Yeah.
The piano did a lot to the square and to the people, and it's a big thing. And I thought, okay, how can the world know what's going on? And I thought that maybe if I brought a piano like that to other places in the world, it will be amazing. And on the 100 days, was the 14th of January, a piano was set up in Washington Square in New York, and in Berlin, and in Amsterdam. And it was beautiful because many people came and played the piano, and people gathered and learned about Alon's story. And through Alon's story, understood all the hostages. And I believe it gave hope to everyone. When I was in Berlin, I met this woman. It's an amazing woman. She's 102 years old. She came to the concert, right, for Alon. And she survived the Holocaust. And she's 102, and she's talking to you like she's 16. And she takes my hands, and she says to me, she cannot believe what's happening. It's like Auschwitz all over again. That's what she said. But then she looked at my eyes, right through my eyes, and she comes really, really close, and she said, very quiet, hope. You need hope. This will save us. Hope. And I said to her, yes, hope. Yeah, hope.
Yeah.
I wake up in the morning every day and I think, okay, what next? What else can we do?
Do you have like any kind of like a routine? Are you able to maintain any kind of a routine?
Yeah, I meditate every morning and every night before I go to bed, and every morning when I wake up. And then I start with calls. Sometimes I'm being interviewed. Sometimes I go to Tel Aviv, to the center, to the square. And sometimes I go abroad and fight for him and tell about his story wherever. You know, when Alon was around with his friends, everybody was together, and he was the one that made everybody happy. So if they're all tired and they don't want to go anywhere and go to the party, he comes into your house and he has always like a bottle of wine and a smile on his face, and says, well, get up, we're going to have fun. He does that. He does that. He makes people feel good about themselves all the time.
It sounds like he's a lot like you.
Yeah, you think so? Well, he's my son. I don't know if he's like me, but he's very intuitive and he loves people. He appreciates the little things of life. He was supposed to go live in Tel Aviv on the 20th of October with three of his best friends. They had an apartment set up, and obviously it didn't happen. And a week ago, you know, I opened this, they came to my house and they brought me this key. And they said, you see this key?
It's for Alon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when he comes, there's a room set up for him. They're so kind. You know, they didn't have to do this. You know, they could leave their lives and find an apartment for three. But they didn't. They found an apartment for four. They come here all the time. And they come here because they tell me that I give them hope. It's funny. That's funny. But they tell me that all the time. They say, you know, you are such... You're such with such hope, and you see life always pink. You know, you see life in a pink way. I say, really? Yeah, and you give us hope every day. So we need your energy to go through the day. So they come here, and I said, okay, you give me also. I
can totally see that. I can totally see that.
It's the only way for me, anyway, to cope. And even though I'm a strong person, every day is hard. Time is an essence, and they have to come back home now. That is why it was very important for me to do this big thing in Zikim. You know, bringing live music that Alon loves to him to make sure that he hears it and gets a lot of energy from that to be able to continue to survive. And also to say that no more, that we have to open the hearts of everybody who is connected to this thing, if it's politicians, the government, if it's Hamas, if it's whoever, to open their hearts and think about what it is to be human. It's taking too long, and every day is, it's harder. I talked about energy, and I talked about the fact that I want the music to get to Alon, right? So we sent a post saying that any musician that is singing or playing at their homes, at a concert, doesn't matter. When they're sitting and playing, just think about Alon. Please just think about him. Because when a musician plays, it's like meditation. It has power. And I thought of, just think about him. He will get that. He will get that. And Avishai Cohen and Shlomi Shaban, so many were so moved by that, that they wrote us that they were doing that and they want to do something more. It came from them. My son, my Aronen, he wrote to Avishai Cohen. And the song that Avishai Cohen wrote, Shuv Elai, it's a song that was written before the 7th of October, but Ronen asked if it was okay for him to do this song with Alon's friends, who are musicians also, and changed a little bit the words to Shuvu Elenu. And he was so moved by that. He was so grateful. And he said, of course. And they went and they did this clip. And it was really emotional. I think he was, it's emotional and very, very strong song. It says exactly what we want, for them to come back to us. של תוך ליבך ותמלא את גופך ואם תבקשי את חום גופי אני אצא אל הלילה אחפש כוכב שיעיר את דרכי אם תלכי הלילה לבדך הכוכבים ילבו אותך רוח ים תלכה של תוך ליבך תמלא את גופך ואם תבקשי את חום גופי אני אצא אל הלילה אחפש כוכב שיעיר את דרכי ואותי אלייך יביא שובי אליי שובי אלינו בשבילך בשביל שנינו שובי אליי שובי אלינו בשבילך בשביל שנינו אם תלכי הלילה לבדך הכוכבים ילוו אותך רוח ים תלחש אל תוך ליבך תמלא את גופך אם תלכי הלילה לבדך הכוכבים ילוו אותך רוח ים תלחש אל תוך ליבך תמלא את גופך ואם תבקשי את חום גופי אני אצא ללילה חפש כוכב שיעיר דרכי
Bishwi שובו אלינו בשבילכם, בשבילנו.
Is there, I always ask this at the end of the interview, but is there anything that I didn't ask that you wish that I did ask, or something else that you want to, that you would like to add?
Yes. Yes, there's something very important.
Okay.
You know, I've been talking and sharing my story and Alon's story. And I want to ask whoever is listening to do something. Anyone will just do something good, giving, something that's good for somebody else, but think about the hostages when they're doing it. Even one hostage, think about Alon, think about Hirsch, whatever. And it doesn't matter what age you are. You know, you give your mother a cup of tea and you think about Alon, that is wonderful. And I'm thinking, walk the dog to your neighbor, to a friend, and think about Alon when doing it. Yeah, doing a good thing for you, but in a conscious way for somebody. Do something that makes you feel like you are doing something meaningful and important to bring the hostages back home. And it starts with small things, and then it depends on each one of you what you can do, but you have to do. It's not enough just to listen. You have to do something. So do something nice.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.